CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter. Former Chicago Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is facing federal fraud and conspiracy charges. Prosecutors say he used $750,000 in campaign funds to buy personal items, including a Rolex watch, furs, and children's furniture. CBS's Andrew Cohen.
The feds allege that Jackson used this money to buy expensive memorabilia, and they want it back. And if they don't get it back so they can resell it to recoup the losses here, then they'll make Jackson pay for it. In fact, he's almost certainly looking at a very significant fine here, whether he goes to prison or not.
Illinois political scientist Thomas Rudolph.
To his credit, he's admitted his wrongdoing and has accepted responsibility for his actions, although arguably he could have done that sooner, perhaps before winning re-election last November.
Jackson's wife, Sandy, faces a related charge of filing false income tax returns. She resigned her Chicago City Council seat last month. CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
At 7:33, we go in-depth tonight with Jill Lawrence, the national correspondent for National Journal. Jill, thanks for being with us tonight.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Let's take a look at this big picture and then zoom in a little. You write that Jesse Jackson Jr. and his legendary father, they were building a political dynasty with the White House in its sights.
Well, I think that this is the end of that. It's a very sad story. I mean, he started out with so much promise that Newsweek named him one of the 100 people to watch in the next century. And now it's come to this spectacular flame out. So, you know, he had a father who came very close to the White House, running twice, and was a real pioneer, and he invested a lot of hopes in his son.
He was being taken care of for a series of medical issues, mental health issues, some of them. Any connection between that and these charges, or are these just two separate major problems?
Well, you know, it's really, not being on the inside of the situation, it's really hard to know whether the illness contributed to some of the misjudgments or whether, you know, it was triggered by the investigation, and which kind of sent him into this kind of a tailspin that he needed treatment for. So it's hard to know. It's just, a very tragic time in a person's life to be facing both an illness like that and also charges like this, that's for sure.
Jill, let's zoom in then and talk about some of the things that he's accused of doing. $1,500 for a cashmere cape, tens of thousands of dollars worth of memorabilia from Bruce Lee, Michael Jackson, Eddie Van Halen, Jimi Hendrix. What struck you about that?
Well, you know, you really have to lose touch with your values to be spending money on this type of thing, don't you think? It's just, what's the point of it? It's not meaningful, and it's risky, obviously, to be spending money on that sort of thing. This is money that contributors give you to pay for your campaigns because they want to see you in office and they share your goals. And it really seems like very risky behavior.
What about Jackson Jr.'s wife? The involvement may have been less than his, but they're in it together, clearly.
Well, she was, I don't know whether she's on his staff. Sometimes she was on his campaign staff. Sometimes she was functioning as a consultant. She was getting paid out of campaign money, and she was understating her income for tax purposes. So, yeah, they're in it together. They both plan to plead guilty on these charges. It's really kind of a spectacular double flame out for a couple that seemed to have everything going for them.
When it comes to Chicago, the phrase that is used a lot is a culture of corruption. When it comes to a prison sentence, is the die cast for Jesse Jackson Jr. because of so many politicians that have faced lengthy stays before him?
Well, you know, as I pointed out in a story I wrote today, that he served with two governors who went to jail. So, I mean, there is this kind of a culture, and there's some speculation that he'll serve a prison term, but his wife will not, so there'll be someone to take care of the children. Of course, you can't know that. There's also, I guess, a consideration of if he needs mental health treatment, whether that's the place for him. I think we'll be finding out in the next day or a couple of days what kind of agreement they've worked out.
Yeah, probably not the most appropriate time for me to ask this because, as you say, things are going in a very different direction. But, you know, like him or hate him, Jesse Jackson Sr. had a great deal of charisma. I don't know that Jr. ever had that much. But as you say, maybe with the father paving the way and Jesse Jackson Jr.'s own political acumen, as it used to be, maybe he could have gone pretty far.
Well, I think he was probably his father's best hope. He's the only one, as far as I know, who's in politics or who had gotten to the level of the House. Even his father hadn't been elected to office. So this was kind of the more traditional path to rising to power. And, Jesse Jackson Sr. kind of got really far on his personality and his charisma, as you say, and he ran two presidential campaigns without ever having served in office. So that was pretty spectacular, and it was more than symbolic. So that was a tough act to follow, but he seemed to be following his own path, and he was attracting attention, national attention. There were the possibilities like running for mayor, running for Senate, eventually moving up. So it's he really did have a future that now is gone.
Jill, briefly before we go, the fact that this crime occurred as the economy was melting down, what does that say about the bubble that members of Congress and celebrity families find themselves stuck in?
Well, Congress has a really bad reputation, but I'm not sure I'd want to paint everybody in this light. I think they do lead these lives that are very divorced from reality, and they're just awash in money. They're fundraising all the time. People are giving them money all the time. You know, they're very important people inside the Beltway and in their circles in their hometowns. So, if you're not careful, you can really lose touch with what's important and what your value should be.
We'll talk to you again soon, Jill. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jill Lawrence, national correspondent for National Journal.